I again, I was walking on that path from the car park on Monday, this past Monday morning, and as I approached Castle Street, I noticed that there was a large group of youths, probably about 12 to 15 kids in the age range of, say, 14 to 18. And they were sort of along the left-hand side of that path, along the side of the building, that is. And that was a pretty large group of kids, and it struck me as a large group of kids to be out on a midday, 11:15 in the morning, 11:20 in the morning, you know, not in school or, you know, not, you know, doing something else. And I noticed that as I approached them, and not wanting to, and, you know, to get into any, you know, confrontation or anything, because they look like, you know, they might be, you know, up to no good, and, you know, look like you know, I just didn't want to cause anything. So I just kind of went as far as I could away from them, to the right, and kind of kept my head down and just kept walking, just sort of walked by them as quickly as I could. And they were laughing and doing things that kids like that do. But as I got almost to the corner, I was hit in the head and stumbled and went down, was able to get myself back up and turned and started engaging with them verbally. I was angry. I was hurting, sore, confused, disoriented, and saying things like, "Why did you hit me? Why did you do this? What do you think? This is funny." And hoping all along that maybe perhaps someone in the crowd there would use their mobile to call the police, or someone would sort of come and sort of help me, or speak to one of the kids, because I didn't have my phone. I'd left my phone at home that morning. I was just, you know, going to the bank, running an errand. So I thought by talking to them like that, or trying to engage them, that might give someone a chance to help me. No one did. This went on for a couple minutes until I was just sort of dazed and exhausted. I managed to go into a shop and sort of wait there and sort of compose myself until they sort of dispersed and I could walk back to my car via another route to make sure I wasn't being followed or they weren't going to jump me again and I could go home.
Would you know your attacker if you seen them again?
If I were to see them again, I think so, yes.
And are you going to go to the police about this?
We've been to the police already, yes.
How long have you lived in Strabane?
2.5 months.
Does this make you question if you want to live here any longer?
No, it doesn't make me question living here. I know that, you know, these kind of things can happen in any place, at any time, in any country. And it's not indicative of the people I've met, whether it's the people in my churches or the people in the community, any way. It's just, you know, like a freak accident, but it happened, and I think it needs to be reported, as we did report it to the police, so it doesn't happen again, or, you know, people know that it did occur, so they can be on the lookout for, you know, if you see a group of 12 to 15 kids out on a Monday morning, ask a question. Why are they out? Should you call somebody? Should you ask a question? You know, so, because if you don't ask the question, you'll never do something about it, and if you don't do something about it, it could lead to other things like this occurring. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons I want to bring attention to this as well.